What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jaysha, and I'm back with another podcast. It's been a little minute, and I'm sitting here unwinding, and I was talking literally to myself. I said, and what I was talking about was something that I felt could be on my podcast, but the delivery is not usually how I come on my podcast. But yeah, y'all hear that lighter flicking? Then that means you know what's going on. I ain't gonna say what's going on, but you should understand, right? Like I said, my delivery is gonna be a little different tonight. I'm coming to y'all listening at the motorcycle in the background. I'm sitting outside literally, so hopefully it's not too much background noise in the back. But let me get close to the microphone because somebody said I'd be whispering on my podcast too. People say I talk low, but to myself I talk loud, so I don't know. I've been hearing that all my life as well. My mama used to fuss me out because she couldn't hear me. Like, I hear myself, so how you don't hear me? But like I said, I'm coming to y'all real raw and uncut tonight. Like I said, I'm just sitting out here talking to myself. I'm real proud of myself. I recorded a YouTube video today. I said I was going to record a podcast today, so I'm actually doing that, which makes me even more prouder as I'm sitting here saying it because I didn't realize it. But anyways, like I was saying, my actual initial topic for tonight was going to be abandonment issues. I wanted to talk about how in my healing journey, I've realized that I have abandonment issues. I have attachment and abandonment issues. But I'm not going to get into that in this moment. I'll save that for the next episode. And that'll be, you know, back to my regular form, my regular delivery, you know, professionalism. But, yeah, like I said, I was just sitting out here just talking to myself, and I was just like, I don't know if I really see myself ever, like, being married. Like, I was sitting here, like, daydreaming, I guess, visualizing, and I just see myself, like, being a bad bitch. Like, I see me with a bomb-ass bust down, my body looking good, like, a bomb ass fit, a nice ass purse, and then I see my baby beside me, and that's all I see. Like, I don't see nobody else. And maybe that's because that's just what's in front of me right now, but I literally, and I've been saying that for a good little minute, like, I just don't see myself really getting married or having kids no more, having any more kids. Like, I'm content with it just being me and my baby, and I just want to get rich and just travel. Like, I don't even think I want a big ass house. Like, I really want to get me a nice ass high rise condo. Like, it's just me and her. Like, I can get a nice ass high rise condo and we just go travel. Like, I don't need no yard. It would be nice to have a yard for her, but at the same time, I don't need that maintenance. I'm a single woman. I don't need that maintenance right now. And that's just what I'm thinking. I don't know, y'all. I'm just chatting. But then at the same time, I also feel, it's like I want another kid, I want a son, but then at the same time, I don't. Like, I'm okay with it just being my daughter. Like, I love being a mother. Don't get me wrong. I love being a mother. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Wouldn't switch or change my situation as far as being a mother any type of way. But I don't want to do this shit again. Like, the throwing up, all that crying, I'm good. Like, I ain't slept in 3 years. I'm good. Like, do I want to repeat this? Like, I'm good. Like, and then it's like, my baby, that girl literally is my heart. Like, and I know I've seen people be like, you know, you love all your kids the same. You don't love one more than the other. But the shit I done went through this past 2-3 years, shit, these past 3 years, my baby, ever since I got pregnant, it's like my life just fucking, I don't know, took a turn. I don't want to say went downhill because I don't want to put that association with my child because it's not that, but shit took a turn. Like, I never saw myself being where I'm at right now. But at the same time, me being transparent and seeing shit, seeing the glass halfway full, I can also see that I had to go through what I went through in order for my eyes to be open to a lot of the things I had to go through and see things. Like, in order for me to actually become who I need to be, I had to see the things that I had to see. Like, oh shit, that was a little bar right there. And I just seen that 555. I've been seeing 555 all day. Y'all couldn't tell me that wasn't no confirmation right there. Oh my god, that was confirmation. I just seen it at 555. Bruh, I'm a little shook. But anyways. So yeah, I understand that everything that I had to go through, I had to go through. But my baby done been through a lot with me, like, and now I'm seeing things, I didn't even think about it this far earlier, but even when I was pregnant, I went through a lot of shit emotionally, mentally, like, I went through a lot when I was pregnant. I didn't have nobody. I cried a lot when I was pregnant, and my baby felt all of that. Like, damn, she was dealt through all that shit. My baby felt all of that, and it's just like, my situation now, bruh. Damn, I ain't never told nobody this, like, publicly or to a lot of people. Only like 3 people, maybe. But me, my baby done slept in my damn car before. Like, I mean, I promise it was only one night. I promise. But still, like, this girl done literally been through everything that I've been through. And this is the lowest that I have ever been in my life. And my child has been right there with me. Everything that I have been through. Even if she didn't know what was going on. Even if she didn't understand. She was right there. She was that driving force keeping me going. Like, she literally saved my life. There were times where I was in my apartment, she's in the bedroom sleeping, I'm in the living room crying my eyes out because I'm tired, I'm hurting, and it's just, I don't got nobody, I don't have nowhere to turn, and it's like, you know, I was having those kind of thoughts, and it's like, the only thing that was saving me was the fact that my child was in that room sleeping at an infant age. At this point, she was only months old, in that room sleeping, and I'm up there crying, begging out to God, like, come and help me, because I can't carry this no more. Like, and it's like, literally the only thing that was saving me was the fact that my child was in there. And to even sit here and think about it, I thought about this shit and I couldn't even finish that shit. That's when I had to pick up the phone. Like, I couldn't even get them words out. And I don't want to say this but one time. I don't want to say this but once. That's why I had to stop talking earlier and pick up my phone. Because I'm going to say this one time and I don't ever want to say this again. But it's crazy as freak to me that I had to lay in that apartment and think about the fact that if I would have went through with that, nobody calls me or checks on me enough to even would have knew in time to come save my baby. Like, that's crazy. I couldn't let her go like that. And I know it ain't nobody in this world that's gonna love my child like I do. Me and this girl we're literally I always call my child the chosen one. But if she's the chosen one, that means that I was chosen for an assignment as well, because I'm her mother. I was chosen to lead her. I'm her leader. So that means I was chosen. If she was chosen, that means I was chosen. I'm the chosen one. We them chosen ones. You gotta understand. You like, ooh, you gotta understand when you be going through what you're going through. some of us are them chosen ones. And when they feel like you just ain't gonna make it through, you one of them ones. I'm telling you, you one of them ones, and you just gotta keep freaking pushing. Let me tell y'all what I realized too. I really been trying to, you know, live this conscious life. I'm telling you, you gotta open your eyes, like open them. I wish I could see my face, but I looked at my baby birth chart because I wanted to see like what her like. I guess, I don't know what they call them, your big three, I don't know, but your sun, your moon, and your rising. My sun, I'm a Virgo sun, Sagittarius moon, Scorpio rising. I look up my baby birth chart. Okay, like, I'm a Virgo moon, she's a Virgo rising. I'm a Scorpio rising, she a Scorpio sun. I said I'm a Virgo moon, no, I'm a Virgo sun. She is Virgo rising. I'm a Scorpio rising. She's a Scorpio sun. Bro, when I tell you that jump blew my mind, like, I don't know what that means because I don't really know how to read too deep into it. But I know that that means something. And I remember months ago, it was months ago. Probably like the summertime. It was months ago. I remember seeing this tweet and it was like, your rising sign protects your sun sign. So I always looked at my baby as my protector, but I never knew what her sun sign, what her rising was until like 2 nights ago. Maybe last night. I don't know. It was recent though, either last night or the night before. And man, that, when I tell y'all, that blew my mind. Like when I tell you me and this girl are, we really in for a journey. Oh, I just looked at the clock at 1:40. Oh, well, it's 11:44, but 1:44, that's the number for them chosen ones. I'm telling y'all, that's two confirmations right here on this podcast. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but I told y'all I was coming to y'all real raw and real uncut. I gotta get this content out here. I gotta stop being scared to be me. I have to be who I am. Like, oh, let me tell y'all, the conversation that I was having with my friend today. I talked about my friend a little bit on my YouTube. We was supposed to record a podcast, kind of, sort of, but it wasn't really planned. But I thought we was going to record one, but we didn't. But like I said, we linked up today. We just chit-chatting. We talking. And bruh, I was on the phone with him last night, as a matter of fact. And we was just talking. I told him, like, I'm a reflection of you. And I meant that, like, on some deeper jump. Like, not on that toxic. That saying can be used in a toxic way if y'all are, yeah, not in that way. When I told him I was a reflection of him, I meant that, like, on a spiritual level. Like, we all are reflections of each other. If you see me, if you see something in me, that's reflecting in you. Like, so we was having a pretty deep conversation last night, and I told him I'm a reflection of you. And the day we get to talking, and he started talking about his childhood. And when I tell you that it mirrored mine, it kind of blows my mind that he was talking about how when he was a kid, he had dreams of being a rapper. He said he had a whole plan. Came to his parents, like, told him he wanted to be a rapper. They told him, find something more realistic, like, you know, be more realistic. He said as he got older, he realized that his father had plans of, you know, getting into music, and he didn't succeed. Like, and that's when I told him straight up, our parents be projecting their traumas onto us. Like, that pushed him back further than he could have been because he was listening to his parents. I feel like I'm further back than I could have been because of some of the things that were said to me. Not blaming nobody. I mean, not to put the blame, because I could have, you know. But at the same time, as kids, as those being our parents, we listen and we take their guidance. And that older generation, it's really just that generation. You really can't pinpoint, like, oh, my mama, his mama. No, like, looking at it, that's that generation. They feel like that was that safety net. Get a job, go to college. Like, that's what they forced into us. They killed our dreams. They killed our imagination. Like, and now we're all waking back up. Like, literally, as a collective, I'm really seeing it. Like, a lot of us are waking back up. And we're not going for a lot of this bullshit. I don't go for this bullshit. America full of shit. Yeah, I said it. I don't go for this bullshit. A lot of this shit is bullshit. But a lot of this shit is bullshit, bro.
a lot of this shit bullshit. I don't have a lot of answers, but a lot of this shit bullshit, because I know I was taught in school that the earth is round. I ain't saying the earth ain't round, because I don't know what shape this motherfucker is. But they used to tell us that if it was daytime on one side of the earth, it's nighttime on the other side of the earth. So if the sun on one side of the earth, the moon's supposed to be on the other side of the earth. But I know for a fact that for years, I have seen the sun and the moon damn near 10 and 2. They don't add up to me. How can I see the sun and the moon at the same time? That don't make sense. They just be lying to us. I ain't saying what it is, I ain't saying what it ain't, but I just know they be lying. Everything that they be teaching us, that shit be a lie. A lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie. It is a lie. Anyways, y'all, I think I'm done talking. I feel like I done said what I needed to say. I don't know. I think I just done got it out. I feel like I'm just chatting. I don't know. I hope y'all enjoyed this, though. If you enjoyed this content, please go follow me on Instagram. Show some love. DM me. Comment on my story. Do anything. Let me know if y'all like this content. Leave some feedback. Leave some stars. I need to know if y'all like this type of content, because I would definitely come see y'all with some more content like this. Like, I have a lot of thoughts like this. I have a lot of moments like this. Like I said, I just sit, unwind. I talk to myself. That's just what I do. I just did a shadow work prompt, and the prompt was, are you happy when you're alone? Like, hell yeah, I'm happy alone, bitch. It's only one me. Can't nobody make me happy like I can make me happy. Can't nobody laugh like I can make me laugh. Like, I feel like if you don't make yourself laugh, you don't have no personality. Because how you can't make yourself laugh? Like, come on. I talk to myself. I don't hear I don't hear answers back besides myself. Shit, I answer myself. I sure do. But yeah, I talk to myself and I make myself laugh. I enjoy my own company. I sure do. So like I said, y'all let me know if y'all want some more content like this. Show some love. Go follow me on Instagram at AMEAAR_. That is Amir with 3 A's and an underscore at the end. Make sure y'all go show love to my baby YouTube channel, because we're trying to take off and get this thing. We're trying to get this show on the road. We're trying to show some people what happened when you follow your dreams. You feel me? So y'all go follow me. Help me follow my dreams. I'm gonna help y'all follow y'all dreams. You feel me? We are all gonna make this thing happen for everybody, because there's room out here for everybody. You gotta understand that we all out here on a journey. I'm a reflection of you. You're beautiful. Love yourself. And happy healing. I love y'all.